Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The boys of summer are off and running, and what could be a better start to the new baseball season than the Dodgers and Giants playing in L.A.? I was a Dodgers fan and my wife a Giants fan, so we both had something to cheer about the last couple of days when Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers shut out Matt Cain and the Giants in the season opener, but the Giants bounced back with a gem from Madison Bumgarner, winning the second one. I used to delight in Dodger baseball. Their wins and losses seemed as important as breath itself. Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale, Maury Wills and all were my heroes when I was a kid. Today, I admit, I did not watch either of the games. No time. But I'm not sure I would, even if I had the time. Baseball is not what it used to be. When the O'Malley family owned the Dodgers, I at least had the impression that they liked the game, maybe even more than the money. Today, the term Moneyball describes it all, owners, players, and managers, too. My disillusionment with Dodgers and baseball, too, reflects a broader disillusionment with sports in general. The amount of time many Americans spend in front of the TV watching games between 18 guys swatting a dead piece of horsehide, or in the fall and winter, 22 guys pushing the dead pig back and forth, gives me pause. I do not doubt their skill level. I played college baseball and noticed that only the best of the best were ever given a try at pro level with a chance to make the show. But I do doubt that watching or playing baseball, football, or any spectator sport for that matter has any moral purpose beyond that of simple escape. Now, don't get me wrong. I enjoy sports and think athletic expression is a good way to keep a body in shape. The problem is that we have legions who do nothing but watch others do everything, vicariously identifying with the winners, scorning the losers, and getting fatter every game. What we need is a more democratic involvement with sports, with less emphasis on money and winning and more on the sheer joy of physical expression. Do I sound like an airy-headed idealist? To suggest it is possible to enjoy the outdoors, get some exercise, socialize with other human beings, and go home smiling, win or lose. The problem surfaces when sports become more than a sport. It takes on an almost religious dimension when pride swells and a person or team don't want to be just good. They have to be better than everyone else. Today's fierce competition that wants to win at all costs, cheating with drugs or any other means possible, does not make us more human. It makes us less so. Are we without any sports heroes? I like to remember Eric Liddell, the great sprinter from Scotland, who refused to run on Sunday in his best event and skipped the relays as well. He still went on to win a gold and bronze medal in the 1924 Olympics, but likely would have won three or four gold medals had it not been for his religious principles. Later, Eric Liddell traveled to China as a missionary. He died in a concentration camp in China during World War II. He did Scotland proud again when 63 years after his death, China revealed that Eric had been included in a prisoner exchange, but rather than going free, he had given up his place to a pregnant woman. Now that's a hero. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.